Welcome back to Inside the County Board, broadcast at 9 p.m. the first Sunday of every month on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. Harold Mester with you tonight. At the county board meeting late last month, supervisors voted to place an advisory referendum on the fall ballot, which would ask voters whether the U.S. Constitution should be amended to establish that only human beings, not corporations, are entitled to constitutional rights and money is not speech. The vote from the county board was 14-4. It mirrors a referendum that was placed on the ballot and approved by voters in the city of West Dallas earlier this year. And joining me tonight, Supervisor Joe Sanfilippo and Supervisor Jason Haas. Thanks to both of you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the invitation.
My pleasure.
Okay, so this item came up in front of the county board. The two of you rose to share your opinion on the matter. And I guess we'll start with Supervisor Haas as a co-sponsor of this resolution. Why was it important for you to have this item on the ballot?
Yeah, thank you, Harold. This referendum is about, it's in regard to a Supreme Court decision called Citizens United. That case said that in elections, money is speech. It struck down campaign finance reform laws that had been championed by our U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, and it said that money is speech, and that basically what they're saying then is, the decision said, is that corporations and unions can spend anonymous, unlimited amounts of cash in an election. It's unaccountable, and apparently there was nothing we could do about it. This is back in 2010. And, well, what has happened is that people on the ground, citizens of these United States, have been organizing amongst themselves to push for a constitutional amendment. So this was not something that I came up with myself, but rather this was brought to me by citizens of Milwaukee County that said, this needs to change. We need an amendment, a constitutional amendment, to undo this really treacherous Supreme Court decision. I did speak in favor on the board floor, and I was very glad to see that it passed by a 14-4 vote.
Supervisor Sanfilippo, do you agree with that position?
Not at all. The Supreme Court decision obviously is one where there's going to be a lot of disagreement, and there has been discussion. On its face, I don't agree with the idea of a constitutional amendment to deal with the issue of campaign finance reform. Do we need finance reform in our campaign? Yes. However, it should be handled by changing existing laws or enacting new laws and enforcing laws that we have on the books right now. Constitutional amendments are big deals. I mean, they're hard to achieve. Our founding fathers made it that way for a reason. And they're even harder to undo once you do them in the first place. And if you take a look at McCain-Feingold, for example, as Supervisor Haas brought up, there were a lot of unintended consequences that came out of McCain-Feingold. But because it was a law, it can be much easier changed. Once you make a constitutional amendment, if all of a sudden we find unintended consequences creeping up because of that, it's going to be a lot harder to fix it. So I don't agree that a constitutional amendment is a way to attack the situation.
On the item of money being speech, where do you fall on that? Do you think that's an accurate characterization?
Well, yes, because you take a look. I mean, obviously a corporation is not a human being. But a corporation is made up of a conglomerate of human beings. The shareholders are human beings, and they have a right to pool their resources and advocate for their cause, something that's good for them. And whether it's a corporation, a trade union, a nonprofit organization, a trade association, I mean, there are several hundred instances of groups that band together, put their resources together to advocate for a common cause. And I just don't see anything wrong with a corporation being able to do that. You know, when corporations break the law, we hold them responsible. We fine them. We put the people in jail that are responsible. So why then do you want to curtail their rights to be able to advocate for something? You know, it's like you can't have it either way. Either you're going to let them not be held responsible when they commit crimes, which I'm not advocating for, but you're going to say, if we're going to treat you as a person in some instances, we're going to have to treat you as a person in all instances. It's a matter of fairness.
Do you have a rebuttal, Supervisor Haas?
Well, thank you, Harold. Yes. You know, it is within the realm of rights and possibility for any organization to respond to a matter that it feels affects it. What this Supreme Court decision did, the Citizens United versus FEC, though, was to say that unlimited amounts of money can be spent in elections, and there will be no accountability for that money. That is, we don't know where the money will come from, and we're damned if we can do anything to find out who spent it, who contributed, or what is being done with it. What we've seen because of that since 2006, now there's been a fourfold increase in campaign spending from 06 to 2010, a fourfold increase. Part of that is, a large part of that came after the Citizens United decision in 2010. One rebuttal to this argument is that, well, this isn't a county issue. Why are you talking about it at all? You know, this is a federal thing. This is the U.S. Constitution. Well, as I said earlier, this was not a resolution of the county board's manufacture. It came to us from citizens who are concerned about this and who want to see this change happen. Furthermore, the Supreme Court, back in June of this year, handed down another decision that further broadened the scope of the Citizens United. It said that a Montana state law barring corporate influence in elections would not stand. They shut down this law, this state law. So really, this is a frontal assault on states' rights that has occurred by the U.S. Supreme Court. Supervisor Sanfilippo wisely mentioned the unintended consequences of passing a law, of passing an amendment. And what we're seeing because of Citizens United is that the individual's rights, the human's rights, are being restricted. Well, the non-human people of the world, because corporations have been gradually inching closer and closer over the past 100 years to becoming legally considered closer to people, they will have rights after this amendment is put in place. Certainly a state can pass a law saying that the corporations cannot be searched without a prior permit, without a warrant. They can make rules affecting their ability to spend money and speech, as currently happens. But we are approaching, fast approaching, a new state of functioning where we won't live in a democracy that's run by people. Because if people with less money are now less able to speak, there's no free speech.
Yeah, but you know, we have a constitution in this country that guarantees our freedom and our rights, but it doesn't guarantee it only for certain people or only for people that you happen to agree with. I mean, free speech is free speech, and it was part of the comment I made on the board floor, and incidentally, why I ended up voting in favor of this referendum originally, and because I do not support the idea of a constitutional amendment. But if you're going to believe in people having the right to be heard and the right to free speech, then you have to be willing to accept that you're not going to agree with everybody that enjoys that right. And so you can't do something to curtail free speech from those you disagree with and then promote only the free speech for those you do agree with. And to me, that's where I see that this whole Citizens United decision is coming down. You have people that don't like, for example, what a particular organization is advocating for, so they want to try to shut them up by cutting them out of the process. And that's not what our Constitution is all about. That's not what it guarantees in this country.
Supervisor Sanfilippo, what was it that led to your decision to support this? Because I think that took some people off guard at the county board meeting when we were watching this.
Yes, I got a lot of surprising looks and even a pause by the county clerk as he was recording votes because I think he thought I fell out of my chair and hit my head. But here's what it boils down to. I strongly disagree with a constitutional amendment in curtailing this. However, 7 months ago, I was on the board floor in Jason's position advocating for a referendum that I wanted on the ballot, which had to do with shrinking the size of the county board and reducing pay and benefits. And at that time, I heard many of my colleagues, many of whom stood up and strongly supported Jason's amendment for this resolution. At that time, they strongly stood up and said, we don't want to let the people speak. We don't want to hear what they have to say. And so to me, it's a matter of consistency. I don't like this referendum or this idea, but then again, why is it my authority or my right just to shut them out of the process just because I disagree with them? So in the end, I thought that, you know what, if they have a right to voice their opinion, if I don't agree with it, I don't agree with it, but, you know, they have that right.
So the bottom line is it was a 14-4 vote. This item does go to the county executive. Now, he's publicly said that he plans to veto it because of the cost, which I think was approximately $19,000. Have you heard, is the county executive going to veto it? Where does that stand? Either of you have any info on that?
I would take him at his word. Well, it was a brief, not even a direct quote in the newspaper, but we are prepared for that. What he's going to do, I think, is take advantage of the fact that the board does not meet for the month of August to perform a pocket veto. He doesn't have to do anything on it until shortly before our next meeting, which will be in September. We could call a special meeting, but I really don't think I would garner any favor by asking to do that. So he may do this. And the people that support this, because like I said, I did not bring this to the county board myself. There are many people across the country in at least 40 counties in states ranging from Idaho to Maryland to New Mexico and California and Vermont that want to see this change. So this is not just me. This is not, say, the liberal faction of the county board or a stray member of the conservative faction of the board. This is coming from everywhere across the country. So should the county executive perform a pocket veto? Well, he has that ability. I don't think it's honorable, but he can do it. It will be back. It will be back. It will be before us once again.
You're sounding like the Terminator here, Supervisor.
I was thinking about slipping into a bad German accent, but that's not necessary.
Okay, well, so, you know, we'll keep our listeners posted here. You know, the deadline to get something on the ballot for the fall is August 28th. So it really does lie in the county executive's hands at this point. We have a few minutes left here with Supervisor Sanfilippo and Haas. Any final thoughts on this?
No, I would just say that, you know, the county executive and did say in that newspaper article that it comes down to a matter of cost, and it's an issue where the county really doesn't have any direct control. Unlike the referendum that I was advocating for county board size and pay benefit and benefit changes, that we do have control over. So there's a referendum really that was within our realm to do something with. If he's going to veto this, I think he has good grounds to do that.
I got to disagree there because the argument, as I said earlier, is that this is not a county matter. Well, it is a county matter because of the Montana, what I call the Montana decision, the Montana state law that the Supreme Court struck down. That said, state and local elections can be influenced now by this anonymous, unlimited cash. So it will affect us very soon if it hasn't already. Secondly, you know, this is coming to us from all across the country. Well, here in the county, it's from our local citizens who are doing this. But this is a matter that will affect us, and it'll affect our elections. And this is not something I want to see happen to Milwaukee County.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, we will, I'm sure, continue this discussion if it does come up again down the road. But we'll let the audience decide tonight. How about that?
Very good.
Sounds
okay.
Good to me.
Thanks for coming on the show. Inside the County Board, we'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned to News Talk 1130 WISN.